בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, וערב ראש חודש טוב. חז"ל teach us, the source of all the גלויות is גלות מצרים, and the source of all the גאולות is גאולת מצרים. I'm more we understand what happened in the beginning, obviously this can bring us more close to the end. Exactly how we say, en galti etchem, acharit kereshit. In galut Mitzrayim, we find two leaders. What lead us? One, connect us in the galut to Avot, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the other one, take us back to Eretz Avot. Yosef HaTzadik lead us in Egypt and keep us connect ourselves to Avot and Imaot in Eretz Canaan, and Moshe Rabbeinu take us from Egypt back to Eretz Avot. When we look on the life of both of them, we find unbelievable insight what show us how the life of both of them is completely similar from A to Z. First, both of them marry girls what the father is priest. Yosef marry Osnat bat Potiphera Kohen On. He was a priest. The name of the place is On. Moshe Rabbeinu marry Tzipora bat Itro Kohen Midian. He is a priest of Midian. Both of them have two boys. And the explanation of the names is similar. By Yosef HaTzadik, the first one, Menashe. Nashani Elokim et kol amali. What I had before, no more. The other one, Ephraim. Ephrani Elokim. Everything changed, 180 degrees. By Moshe Rabbeinu, exactly same. The first one is Gershom. Ger, הייתי בארץ נוחיה. I am alone in new place. The other one, Eliezer. אלוקי אבי בעזרי. הקדוש ברוך הוא, who is me? Everything change, 180 degrees. Both of them need to run away from the family. If they still stay, it's big risk. They can lose a life. Yosef HaTzadik, if he will argue with a brother before him, sell him to Egypt, or any other argument, who know? Maybe Shimon ולוי will go to the regional plane. הנה בא לחלומות על הזה, בא לכו ונהרגעו. To kill him. משה רבן, if he stay in Egypt, is obviously, פרו will kill him. When they come back to the family, both of them lead the family. Yosef HaTzadik lead the family to Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu teach the nation would come from the family out from Egypt. And all this we can find in the Pesukim clearly. We can see in front of us, Paro Gavtu, ויוסף יולד שני בנים בטרם תבוא שנת הרעב. He have two children אשר ילדה לו אסנת בת פוטיפרה כהן און, his wife, and she is a daughter of priest of און. And the first one, the name is מנשה, the other one is אפרים. And by משה רבינו, exactly same, פרעה גבסרד, וישמע יתרו כהן מדיין חותן משה, he is a priest of מדיין, את אשר עשה אלוקים למשה ולישראל וכולי. And the two children, what they have, גרשום, גר הייתי בארץ נוחיה, and the other one, אליעזר, אלוקי אבי בעזרי. But, what is interesting, we find, in other place in Torah, how משה רבינו and יוסף הצדיק have something what connects them together. And the next place, what you find is, in the end of the Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu bless all the Shvatim, he come to Shevet Yosef, and he say, in paragraph 4, וליוסף אמר, מבורך את השם ארצו, ממגד שמיים איטל ומתאום רובצת תחת הזמין, you go to a beautiful land and gorgeous and unique and special fruit and vegetable and grass, your land is unbelievable. Why all this blessing God give you? פסוק תזיין וממגד ארץ ומלואה, פליס פוטליין ורצון שוכני סנה. Middle of second line, paragraph 4. ורצון שוכני סנה. What is mine? רצון שוכני סנה. It's two words. What is look? Not one connect to each other. רצון שוכני סנה. It's look chayni. What is mean? Come חזל and teach us. In paragraph 5. רצון שוכני סנה. שעשה רצון מי שנתגלה על משה בסנה. Shabbenu, before he passed away, he said to Shevet Yosef, the reason why you go to a tremendous blessing, because your grandfather Yosef HaTzadik listened to Hashem what talked to me in the snake, in the bush, in the desert. When Moshe Rabbeinu stand, Hashem talked to him through the bush, send them back to Egypt to lead them Israel. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said before he passed away. And I really don't understand how Moshe Rabbeinu connect himself to Yosef HaTzadik through the sne, the bush, what inside his fire, etc. Yes? What's the connection? Yosef HaTzadik never talk in life about bush, his fire. Yosef HaTzadik never see any sne, bush and fire inside. He never have dream about the sne. How Moshe Rabbeinu connect him? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to bless you? Because your grand-grandfather Yosef listened to Hashem to talk to me in the bush. Listen to Hashem, period. What does it mean to talk to me in the bush? He never talked to him through the bush. He never see bush, he never dream about bush. My question is, how we connect Moshe Rabbeinu and Yosef HaTzadik to the bush? All the other similar life what both of them have is clear. Black and white in front of us. But how this connect both of them? Listen, בסייעתא דשמיא, עולם הבא בעולם הזה. פלאי, פלאי, פלאי פלאים. To explain, and obviously, how is relevant for us? Because מעשה אבות, not only סימן לבנים, סימן בבנים, what we say about ספר בראשית, and גאולת מצרים וגלות מצרים, go to take exactly same in the end of the days, we hope soon. The more we learn about what happened in the beginning, we really come more close and quick to the end. Is to explain this point of Moshe Rabbeinu Mensch, how the snake connect him to Yosef HaTzadik. We need to start obviously with the snake. A snake boer באש. What exactly happened? Come the Torah and tells us. Paragraph 6. בימים ההם, ויהי בימים הרבים ההם, וימות מלך מצרים, וינחו בני ישראל מן העבודה, ויזעקו בתעל שבתם אל אלוקים מן העבודה. עם ישראל stay in Egypt, a very difficult time. They work very hard, they scream, they pray to Hashem. And משה, הסקיפ on פוסק, משה היה רואה את צאן יתרו חותנו, כהן מדיין, והנהג את הצאן אחר המדבר, ויבוא אל הר האלוהים חורבה. משה רבינו, great shepherd, he stayed in the house of Yitro of 40 years or 60 years. It depends what age he ran away from Paro, age of 20 or age of 40. But now he's age of 80. Or 40 years or 60 years, he stayed by Yitro. Every day he takes animals to the desert. You know every stone, every tree. Nothing surprised for him. He can close his eyes and know exactly how to go back and forth. And one day, they continue, the Torah teach us, וירא מלאך השם אליו בלבת אש מתוך הסנה. וירא והנה הסנה בוער באש והסנה איננו הוקל. ואמר משה, אסור אנה ואראה את המראה הגדול הזה, מדוע לא יבער הסנה. One day, השם talk to him, בלבת אש. How we say in English, לבת אש, you know? I don't know how to say this, not in English, not in Hebrew. What does it mean, לבת אש? It's come Rashi and help us. Paragraph 7. בלבת אש, שלבת אש. Is mean? The flame of the fire. And Rashi continue and say, ליבו של אש. What is mean ליבו של אש? The source of the fire. Is we need to decide what is mean לבת אש. This is flame or the original fire. First we need to have fire. After the fire, go up and go to other area. This is mean לבת אש, שלבת. Rashi say to us one what is opposite from the other. Or the flame or the original fire. I don't understand what it means. And Rashi continue and say, כמו לב השמיים. ואל תטמע על הטף. And Rashi say, if we talk about heart of the fire, why the word in the Pasuk is לבת, למד בית טף? Because we find in יחזקאל also מה עמולה ליבתך. I really don't understand the Rashi. This is one of the difficult Rashi in all the Torah. Rashi say very short every time and clear. Here he talk very short, but we feel he want to teach us something. And he says this to us very, very briefly. What is mean labat esh? Moreover, what the Pasuk say? The angel talked to him belabat esh, v'yam v'ine asne boer ba'esh. V'asne איננו הוקל. סנה בוער באש. ואמר משה, אסור נא וראה את המראה הגדול הזה, מדוע לא יבער הסנה? I don't understand. The first pasuk say, הסנה בוער באש. כן? זה בוש, burn. Next pasuk say, I go to see, מדוע לא יבער הסנה? Why the bush is not burn? The bush is burn or not? The Pasuk need to say, מדוע לא מתקלה הסנה? It's burned, but why it's not burned completely? This you understand? But the Pasuk start, הסנה בוער באש, and the Pasuk after say, מדוע לא יבער הסנה? The language is look not exactly the right language. The Pasuk need to say, אסור ענה והראה go to see, מדוע לא מתקלה הסנה? Why the bush never burned completely? Yes, this is what the Pasuk need to say. לא מדוע לא יבער הסנה, it's burn. The explanation is followed. משה רבינו, when he sees a bush, with a fire, he say, wow, this is real. Desert, everything is dry. Every bush with leaves, easily, when you have a little bit fire or touch the bush, less from a minute, it's done. Nothing left. And this bush, Chazal came to teach us, have so many leaves. The name of this bush is Arduf. Arduf, the Gemara say in Masechet Sukkah, is a bush from every source come out five leaves. From every source, five leaves. The Gemara tried to explain to us about דלת מינים, ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון פרי עץ הדר, כפות מרים, וענף עץ אבות. ענף עץ אבות takes some bush, some tree, whatever that leaves. And the Gemara in the beginning say, maybe this is ארדוף. The Gemara say, no, ארדוף no, because he have a lot of קוצים. איך אומרים קוצים? מה? Good. מצוין. It's not good. It's not good. Because somebody will say, אנה השם הושיע נא, and he held it strong, he say, אוי השם הושיע נא, because he get תקירה מהקוצים, כן? The Gemara says, this cannot come, the Gemara says, in the end, that's what we have. What we, three leaves come from one source. It's full with leaves. Full. A little bit fire, finish. Burn immediately. And I see something what is unusual. אסור ענה והראה את המראה הגדול הזה. מראה הגדול is meaning, look, above this world, it's not normal. Fire full inside and it's never moved. The fire stuck inside. אסור ענה והראה מדוע לא יבער הסנה is mean why the fire what I see inside never come outside and burn completely the bush. When you come close, הקדוש ברוך הוא קם וצא איתו הם, משה, listen. Your mission of your life start now, age of 80. Look, nobody know when his mission of his life start. Everyone have mission or missions. And every time is new mission. Every situation in life, every time in life, we have other goal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him, your life mission start now. In this moment, you go back to Egypt to tell them the good news, soon they go to leave Egypt. But when you will arrive in Egypt, you will look at them, they dry, cynical, they never care about anything, they never look of you, you can talk to the wall, and you feel more comfortable when you talk to them, but don't have wrong perspective. This is not the real picture. This look outside. But inside, they full with fire. Full, full, full with fire. And your goal and your mission is A, to bring them to believe about the fire what they have inside. Because if somebody slept so many years, so many generations, what do you have in his head? When I can rest a little bit, when I can eat, and when I can walk a little bit less. Nothing else. This is what they have day by day. Never any opportunity to come creativity, any opportunity to use the brain few steps ahead, dry completely. This look from outside. Inside, the full with fire. Your mission, A, to teach them to believe about the fire what they have. And mission two is to help them to direct the fire outside in the right way. If you will do this, you will come the great leader to Am Israel. This is your goal. Never give up. Every time when you feel you talk to the wall, every time when you feel it's very difficult, put the picture of this bush in front of your eyes, and this will show you to remember, yes, they have a lot of fire. They have a lot of fire. And I will continue my mission. This is the conversation what Moshe Rabbeinu have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the way how the Sfat Emet explained this conversation. Year after year, 7 years, when he come to this sugya of the bush, he gave exactly the same explanation. And I want to read a few words in the Sfat Emet, in paragraph 8. Belabat Esh, the pasuk say, Ani yeshena velebi er. The person sleep, but his heart wake. פירוש שהקדוש ברוך הוא הראה למשה מראה הגדולה הזו מתוך החושך. הגלות עצמו, הקדוש ברוך הוא, show to Moshe Rabbeinu, the light would come from the darkness of the galut. וזה היה תימה. This would Moshe Rabbeinu not understand מדוע לא עיוור הסנה. How the fire inside is so big, and this fire never go outside. מאחר שנמצא באמת התלהבות גדול, איך יש קיום לקליפה. They have so much energy, so much excitement inside. How the outside looks so dry and stop the fire from inside to go outside. איך יש קיים לקליפה המחשכת אורות גדולים הללו? אך זה באמת רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא להראות לו. This what הקדוש ברוך הוא want to show him. כי אדר רבה, לפי גודל החושך והגלות, נסתר בו אור גדול גנוז, והוא הגאולה. Yes, amor. Outside is look dry, inside is full with fire. Moreover, the Sfat Emet say in paragraph 9, something unbelievable. We know, B'siyata Dishmaya, we hope soon the redemption will take place. For sure, no question, everyone will feel very excited. What's going to happen? All the nation will recognize us. All the nation will have respect to us. All the good things will take place. Come the Sfat Emet and say, what makes us more impressed from the redemption, what we look for all the time, is amor, fire we have inside and we never use this outside. Amor, potential of light we have in our inside and we never take this outside. Look inside in paragraph 9. בלבת אש מתוך הסנה. כמו שכבר כתב מזה, כי הבורא יתברך נגלה אליו מתוך החושך, להודיעו, כי הגם שבני ישראל שורים בגלות, אף על פי עם ישראל סטיין זה גולוס, מכל מקום ההתלהבות, זה אקסייטמנט, what they have, they have this inside, נמצא בתוך המקור אסתר, and, כי לפי רוב ההתלהבות, הנמצא אצל בני ישראל, הוא דבר פלא ונפלא, זה אקסייטמנט, זה המישן, זה light that everyone of us have inside, איך מתקיים החושך, מתקיים החושך וההסתר, our still is dark, והוא יותר פלא, listen put line, is much bigger, ונוראות הבורא יתברך, מנוראות של גאולה. The redemption will shake us, wow, we say. We say double wow, when we recognize at this time, how much fire we have, and we never use this in the right way. Or we never use this בכלל. אז משה רבינו, takes a mission, after a week of negotiation back and forth, short time immediately after, paragraph 11, וישב משה אל השם, ויאמר השם, למה הראות על העם הזה? למה זה שלחתני? מאז באתי אל פרעה לדבר בשמך הרע לעם הזה. והצל לא הצלת את עמך. קדוש ברוך הוא, come on, it's come worse and worse and worse. פרעה makes the life of עם ישראל more miserable. עם ישראל feel very upset about it. Why you send me? קדוש ברוך הוא say to him, I told you, wait, אתה תראה אשר יעשה לפרעה, כי ביד חזקה ישלחם וביד חזקה יגרשם. So continue, put the bush in front of your eyes and you will see what's going to happen to Pharaoh and the miracles what are going to do to Am Israel. אשר רבינו continue, he never give up. This part of the mission take year plus, because when the time Moshe Rabbeinu arrived to Egypt, until they leave Egypt, it take a year and few months. When they stay in the doorway from Egypt outside, every Jew in Egypt understand what leave Egypt, obviously, not so many, only 20%, every one of them feel, yes, I believe about my fire, my potential, how I can build, how I can develop, how I can put myself and my nation in other stage. Part A was great. All the miracles, what happened, is not only to punish Pharaoh, also to teach us. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu watch everyone. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu care about the animals what belong to us. No one of them die in the 10 plagues. And the animals what belong to the Egyptians die. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu care about the Egyptians. When they listen and have Yirat Shamayim and put all the animals in the house, nothing happened to them. All the other Egyptians say, come on, give me break. It's nothing. Everything what they have, no more. Am Israel really recognize Ashgacha Pratit, understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu care. Am Israel also understand all the people who really don't want to leave Egypt. 2,400,000 people die in 1 week. First Holy Cross in Jewish history. 2,400,000, because we leave Egypt, 20% וחמושים עלו בני ישראל, 20% is, 80% is 2,400,000, because only 600,000 leave Egypt. And it's only 20%. And Am Israel feel, yes, we can do this. Now from the mountain, they leave Egypt. Day by day, until Kabbalat HaTorah, they come to catch the second part of the goal and to, what Moshe Rabbeinu have, and help every one of them to direct the fire, the light, what they have inside, to direct this outside in the right way. Because remember, every one of us exists because four yesodot, foundations, ruach, wind, mine, water, dirt, afar, and fire. 70% of our body is what? Water. The physical part is dirt. Afar atavel, afar tashuv. Wind, speak, we talk. And fire, this is our excitement, our ambition. Somebody come very, very, very old, it's very difficult for him to walk. It means fire come more slowly. People young, they have more ambition and excitement than the build to develop, etc., etc. And the fire lead all the other three. All the other three. Is we have fire if you want or not. But this fire we can direct on right way and to raise and to grow or chas v'chile in the wrong way. The Navi Chazkel come and say to us in paragraph 13 in Pasuk in middle of first line, למה אמולה ליבתך? נאום השם ביום הסותך את כל אלה. And Rashi explain paragraph 14, אמולה מקולקלת. זה יחזקאל complain, why we use עם ישראל, the energy, what we have in the wrong way, to עבודה זרה, to גילוי עריות, to שפיכת דמים, we lose the excitement, the fire, to the wrong direction. Fire would burn everything. Everything. But when we use this in the right way, it's elevate everyone. Now, Pilei Pleim,
When we come to our Sinai, what the Torah come and teach us in Parag 12, Kadosh Baruch Hu say to us, "Rak ishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod, ben tishkach et hadvarim asher ra'u einecha." Watch, remember, never forget what you see. Ben yasur milbavecha kol yemei chayecha vodatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. Keep this in your heart all the time. Teach your children and grandchildren. What? Yom asher amadeta lifnei Hashem elokecha bechorev. The event of Kabbalah Satorah. What happened in this place? Look in last Pasuk, Parag 12. Pasuk Yudalef. Vatikrevun ela, vatikrevun, vatamdun tachat ha'ar, ve'ar, please put line, bo'er ba'esh. Parag 12, last line, ve'ar, bo'er ba'esh, ad lev ha'shamayim. Choshech, dark, anan ve'arafel, cloud, bo'er ba'esh. Twice in all the Tanakh, we find this two words, bo'er ba'esh. Only twice. One, ve'asne bo'er ba'esh. The bush full with fire. Again, Ar Sinai bo'er ba'esh. Ar Sinai full with fire, bo'er ba'esh. It means in Ar Sinai, we know to direct our fire in the right way. And around us is dark, choshech, arafel, cloud, we never see anything. But we see ad lev ha'shamayim until the heaven. How? What kind of light we have if everything around is dark? The fire what we have in our inside come outside. When it's come outside, we can see far away until the heaven. It means in Kabbalat HaTorah, after 50 days from day one when we leave Egypt, until this moment, we learn how to direct our fire in the right way. And to see far away. This happened to every one of us. But the question is, why has this happened 50 days after we leave Egypt? Why has this never happened when in Kriyat Yam Suf? What Chazal teach us about Kriyat Yam Suf? What does it say to us about Kriyat Yam Suf? Chazal come and say to us, Ra'ata Shifcha Alayam, the maids, what we take with us from Egypt, see more what Yechezkel HaNavi see when everything is come open for him. If the may see so far, we for sure. It's why in this moment never happened our fire come outside until Lev HaShamayim. Why we need to continue to build ourselves and only in our Sinai everything is set. We direct our fire in the right way. Why? The answer is because what helps us in life to recognize our light and to direct this outside in the right way is Torah. What is mean Torah? In life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to every one of us, please pick any field in your life what you like. You want to come doctor, lawyer, businessman, rabbi, I don't care any field. You like, good for you, good for me. But if you really want to succeed, connect this to what? To Torah. Torah. And I never check you every day how many hours. I only want you will connect yourself to Torah. And the Torah connect to you. You can see far. And you can develop everything. And to make this a little bit clear for 1 minute. In the last months, all Jewish world celebrates Siyum HaShas. The celebration was unbelievable. Never was before. Shuls, communities, city, state. And every time when we make Siyum of the Shas of any Masechet, what we say? Adran Alach. Adran Alach obviously is to repeat. Because Jewish life is not only to learn, we repeat. We start. Repeat is meant to start. Start up. But we have other explanation to Adran Alach. You know what is the other explanation to Adran Alach? When God created the world in Tuesday, He say, Totze Aretz, Etz Pri or Sepri. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu want the taste of the tree will come the taste of the fruit? Why is it so necessary? Who cares if the same taste or not taste? Because Baruch Hu want to show us, before He created Adam, what is the goal of this world? The goal of this world is build duplicate life. Etz pri or sepris means the taste of the tree is A, the taste of the fruit is also A. It's not B. It's not something else. It's never work. The land refused to do this. He tried again with us. We also look same history. Ki Adam etz ha-sadeh. God created us betzelem elokim. The grass say tzelem begimatria etz. To grow same history. How we say when he create us? Vayitzer Hashem elokim et ha-adam. Vayitzer to Yudim. To Yudim. Vayitzer. In Hebrew, enough to write one Yud. Rashi say, יצירה לעולם הזה, יצירה לעולם הבא. What does it mean? Enjoy. Do what you want here. But build life, what everyone can recognize. Look, he belong to something what is above him. He's never walked with Adam Arishon. He takes the world to the wrong direction. Until Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. זה גמרא כאן מצא אבאות אבות ואימהות, שלושה איתימן הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם הזה מעין עולם הבא. Three have life, what you can see and hear, two legs on the ground, what you can see, they belong to something what is above them. They have some flavor of other world, from other high place. Abraham, Yitzhak ויעקב. And we see this all the life. What the goyim recognize, and the goyim say, wow, this is a special people, unique people. They're not normal people. They belong to something what is above them. And because Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rebekah, Rachel, Leah have this kind of life, we get this also in the DNA. When we have this? Every week, this gift. When? Shabbat. What is Shabbat? We heal, but we not sleep only, or eat. It's not day of rest. Shabbat, we get flavor from something what is above us. And for this reason, what we have in Shabbat? Everything what we have in Shabbat is duplicate. Lechem Mishnah, double Kiddush, Neshama Yitera. Every day, את הכבש האחד תעשה בבוקר, את הכבש השני תעשה, בין ארבע, I mean Shabbat is, שני כבשים בני שנה. Shabbat is, it's not same. It's something what is above us. This is Shabbat. This is the time we can see this. In the place, they have also place what can see this. Any child, baby boy, baby girl, anyone can see this. בית המקדש, ירושלים של מטה, כנגד ירושלים של מעלה. What does it mean, ירושלים של מטה, כנגד ירושלים של מעלה? What does it mean? You go to בית המקדש with your children, and they say, אמא, אבא, please, please, come see. Well, what happened? What happened? The smoke from מזבח הקטורת goes straight and win outside. Everything move. The smoke goes straight. Fire on the מזבח, rain. אשתם יתוקד על המזבח, לא תכבה. We not have ceiling. And many other miracles with the משנה עם מסכת אבות mentioned. And teach us. Is ירושלים של מטה כנגד ירושלים של מעלה. שבת מעין עולם הבא. הבית המקדש נסטרויט. What left? מיום שחרב את המקדש, אין לו לקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו אלא דלת אמות של הלכה. What left is? הלכה. אין לנו שיעור אלא התורה הזאת. תורה is not something what we learn, we remember, we raise our IQ, we know more. No. Torah integrate in our blood. Torah is part of our personality. Torah put us in another stage. Torah, what we learn every day a little bit, make us much better people. And moreover, Rabotai, listen now very careful. Remember this all your life. You go to a bracha and blessing. Unbelievable. זה גמרא teaches in מסכת עבודה זרה, דף י"ח. Rav Hanan ben Tradion, one of the 10 great rabbis, was a king, catch them and kill them על קידוש השם, עשרה הרוגי מלוכה. Every time when Rav Hanan ben Tradion teach Torah, זה גמרא come and say, ספר תורה מונח לו בחיקו. He have ספר תורה in his hand. Who teach Torah and have ספר תורה in his hand? It's not easy. Sometimes, the ספר תורה חס וחלילה can fall on the floor. He teach. You see ספר תורה? ספר תורה is only example. Make yourself Torah. Any לימוד, משנה, גמרא, הלכה, כף החיים, משנה ברורה. Anything what you learn, you come more Torah. This is what he teach. How the גמרא say, in מסכת, מכות, דף כף בית, people in Babel, stupid people, they stand up in front of ספר תורה, they never stand up in front of תמיד חכם. מנה בבלי טיפשי. What is תמיד חכם? Somebody walk in the street with Torah. With Torah, with Torah. This is תלמיד חכם. This is what חנן בן תרדיון teach. And for this reason, every time when we make seum, what we say? Adran, alach. What does it mean, Adran, alach? It's not only to repeat. Adran, alach. It's mean, it's come to you. Before we learn, זה גמרא in the bookshelf. זה משנה, זה bookshelf. זה תנך. Anything in the bookshelf. Now after we learn, Adran, alach. We have double. And for this reason, the Gra come and teach us so nicely. If you have pen, you can write in the paper. Siyum. Siyum. The letter Samech. Under the letter Samech, write the letter Yud. Milemata. Vav and Mem. Not from right to left. Milemala, lemata. Samech. Amachizim. Gematria. 60. How you write the word Samech? Word. Samech. Mem chav sofit. Mem and chav sofit. The inside of the word Samech. The letter Samech. How much Mem and chav sofit is also? 60. 40 and 20. Yud is 10. How you write the word Yud? Yud, Vav, Daled. Vav, Daled is also what? 10. Vav is double Vav. Mem is double Mem. Letter and the word. Mem and Vav. It means the inside and the outside is what? Same. Siyum is mean. Duplicate. As Hanan ben Tradion, this is what he teach. Now look what happened. Is this remember all your life? The Rome catch him, and they want to kill him. And they kill him. How? They take the Sefer Torah, they rip his body with the Sefer Torah, and he burn him with the Sefer Torah. The students ask him, Rabbi, ma ta roe? Rabbi, what you see? And what he answer? Gvilim nisrafim, the parchment is burned. Ve'otiyot, porchot. Porchot. I don't understand. Completely. Completely not understand. The Rebbe, all 1 minute or 2 minutes, oh, go to die. His body start to burn with a parchment. Now the students ask him, Rebbe, ma ata roe? Now the students ask him, Rebbe, what you see? Say, we do it with the Rebbe. Say, Shema Israel. We do it. Mishmat kol chai, what we say, when somebody go to die, we say all this with him. Why you ask him, Rebbe, מה אתה רואה? And what he answer? Parchment is burned, ואותיות פורחות. And they let her go, what? Fly? What kind of answer? They say to him, Rebbe, what you teach us all your life? Sefer Torah is example. We need to integrate the Torah by us. But look what happened now. They burn you, and they burn the Sefer Torah, and the burn shuls and trucks with farim and million people in the fire. Rebbe, ma ata roe? What going to happen? Everything is burned. Any answer? What I see? The parchment is burned. Goy can burn shul. Goy can burn Jewish people. Goy can burn Sifra Torah. But otiyot? Porchot. What does it mean, otiyot porchot? How you understand until this moment? They let the girl fly to the hell? No! Otiyot porchot. From the language of flower, perach. Every word of Torah, what we learn, create flower. And every one of us know from the preschool, every tree, fruit tree, before you see the fruit, what you see on the tree, the flower. And from the flower come fruit. From the fruit you take the seed and you plow and you plant as a tree, as a flower, as a fruit. They cannot burn the soul. Every good thing what we do, we create as a flower for ourselves and generation after. And look our generation. Look. Unbelievable. Who believed 75 years ago the goy mimach shimam would make all the Holocaust. Generations after, they come and bow down in Yerushalayim. Because Boko from time to time give us clips to show us If she says it's 75 years ago to anyone, people feel you're not normal. It's impossible. And this is only a clip to what we're going to see. This is what keeps us. This is what makes us unique. This is what makes us special. Nation come and say, we religious nation. We have Jewish people all over the world. We have in Italy, in France, in Egypt. We only believe, what connects us is a religion. We're not nation. And look what happened to all the other nations of the history. Nothing left. Only we still exist. Nobody else. Somebody make Aliyah, he come to Eretz Israel after years. He travels, he come. No. Somebody wait for him in the borders. And he ask him, tell me, what is your name? What he answer? Moshe. Moshe is your name. My name is also Moshe. You have same name. Tell me what going here in the Jewish area. They have kosher, for sure, everything is kosher. How much you want? Tefillin? I put tefillin this morning, come. Take you to the shul, you have tefillin, you can use. And after this, they sit and learn together. They open the chumash. And what the chumash say? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. Only we return back to our homeland. Only we have the fire. And we know we have the fire. And when we direct it in the right way, no one can stay around us. Come. Moshe Rabbeinu and say, before he passed away, unbelievable. What I see in the bush, in front of my eyes, Am Israel feel in Kabbalat HaTorah. In Kabbalat HaTorah. And Yosef HaTzadik, this all his life of Sne Boer Vayesh. You know, it's so interesting about Moshe Rabbeinu. When he came back from Har Sinai with the Luchot, Am Israel stay very far from him. Lama? Ki karan or pnei Moshe. Light come from his face. Vayiru migeshet elav. The scare to come close to him. Exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu scared to come close to the snake. And he stay, and he take a few steps back. He have life of snake. This is what he see in the desert. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to every one of us. And this is what was Yosef HaTzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu said to us before he passed away, the role model of all his life is Yosef HaTzadik. And this is the reason also why Yosef HaTzadik then, why Moshe Rabbeinu takes the bones of Yosef with him 40 years in the desert. He takes responsibility of this. This is what the Torah come and teach us. Asnei Boer Baesh. But this type of fire, ad lev ha-shamayim, because otiyot porochot, the letters create flowers, and the flowers as tree, other tree, and other tree. This is what Chazal really learned for us. From this reason, how Chazal say to us in Gemara Masechet Brachot, Paragraph 16, kol parasha shaita chaviva al David patach ba be'ashrei, siyem ba be'ashrei. Any parsha in the Torah, but David the Melech like very much start with the word Ashrei and end with the word Ashrei. And in time of the Gemara, we not have 150 chapters in Tehillim, we have less. And chapter A and B was one. Look how chapter 1 in Tehillim start paragraph 17, you can put line Ashrei Aish. How paragraph 17 end? Ashrei Kol Chosebo. Start with Ashrei and finish with Ashrei. Ashrei is very beloved word. Ashrei Oladeto, we say about special person. Ah, thank God that you create this kind of person. Ashrei Am Shekach Alo. Ashrei Adam Oz Lo Bach. Ashrei person not lean of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei is very beloved word. David HaMelech, when he write very beloved chapter in Tehillim, he start with Ashrei and finish with Ashrei. What is so beloved in this chapter in Tehillim? Paragraph 17, second life. What the pasuk say? Ve'aya ke'etz shatul. על פלגי מים אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו. ועליהו לא ייבול בכל אשר יעשה יצליח. כי פוסק בפור, כי אם בתורת השם חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. בתורת השם חפצו, ובתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. בוא תזמין בתורתו יהגה יומם ולילה. It's not to learn Torah 24/7. Everything what we do in our life is Torah. Everything what you do in our life connect to Torah. Now we'll come service three. Strong three. This is Labat Esh. What is Labat Esh? Does she say flame? And also Leva Esh. We have both. We have fire inside. And we have also flame. And this is our goal. יוסף הצדיק זה פה סוכסה about him. והיה בית יעקב אש. ובית יוסף what? להבה. Flame. This is our goal. Now, if every chapter in Tehillim, דוד המלך likes so much, he start with the word Ashrei, and end with the word Ashrei, please you can tell me, why is the Torah, what, this is our charger, never start with Ashrei. How does the Torah start? Bereshis. How does the Torah end? לעיני כל ישראל. רב זה חתם סופר and say, so nice. In the word Bereshit, you have all the letters of Ashrei. In the word Israel, you have all the letters of Ashrei. In the word Bereshit, you have all the letters of Ashrei. Correct? What extra letter we have what is not Ashrei? Bet and Ta. In the word Israel, what you have inside the word Ashrei. What extra letter what is not Ashrei? Lamed. This is the word Labat Esh. This is our chapter. Labat Esh. This is what we have. When they arrive to Buchenwald and start to help all the Sridei Esh, and they come to ask everyone what he need eat, he need blanket, somebody say, I need Gemara. Give me Baba Kama. Give me, what, I want to give you food. No, I need Gemara. I never see Gemara in front of my last 5 years. What is me? This is us. This is what makes us Am Hashem. We can do what we want in our life. Any field, any area. But when we connect this to Torah, the sky is the limit. This is Ad Lev Hashamayim. Come Shlomo HaMelech and teach us in Tehillim. Come Shlomo HaMelech and say to us in Tehillim, in paragraph 24, מי זאת עולה מן המדבר מתרפקת על דודה? Who come from the desert? And what we say to הקדוש ברוך הוא? ושמי לי כחותם על איבך, כחותם על זרועיך, כי עזה כמוות אהבה, קשה כשאול קינה, רשפי הרשפי אש, שלבת יא. הקדוש ברוך הוא, want for us to feel, put me on your heart, put me on your hand, what you build and develop and you do and the art what you're feeling because the love what you will find no one can stop this. Maim rabim lo yechlu lechabot et ahava unaharot lo yishtefua. And the guy explains the nation what they represent water cannot stop the fire. Im iten ish et kolon beito ba'ahava boz yavuzu lo. You know when you have a lava from mountain sometimes come fire. The lava says it's also in English lava. Okay? You put this in the fire, in the water, it still burns. Water cannot stop lava. This is Labat Esh. This is what we have. Sameini kechotam alibcha kechotam azroecha. One more minute. He says this when one of the shiurim, I give shiur here in this building, years ago. Somebody come to me after the shiur and say to me, I have for you a few pieces of paper about my life. You can read and tell me what you feel about this. I said to him, for sure, I take this with me in my suit. I open this in the night. I not sleep all the night. I send this immediately to all my children. I say, he write his fellow. He survived 5 concentration camps. He come to camp number 5. They put him in the line and they take his name. And they say to him, forget about your name, you have number. And in this 5 concentration camp, he lose all his family. The number what he get is 116-990. It means person before him get one number less. And he get one number high. Number after number. And he almost destroyed. No family. Nobody. Klum. After a few days he say, what number I get? 116. 990. 9 plus 9 is 18. Plus 6 is 24. Plus 1 is 26. And he write, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is your signature. This is Sabeni kechotam al libcha, kechotam al zroecha. This is your sign of my hand. I never give up. I continue to believe about my fire. And this fire will grow and I go to make a lot of flower in my life. This is what he writes. This is us. Otiot porchot. When we take this kind of aspect, it's besiyata dishmaya. We bezoche to see from all the flowers, fruit and more trees. And specifically when you walk in tonight to Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the months of the trees. And this is our mirror, it's besiyata dishmaya. We bezoche. Mayim rabim leechul lechabot et ahava. And we bezoche, bezat Hashem, to bring a lot of light to ourselves, to our family, to Am Israel. And in this year, we bezoche to Geula Shlema, מתוך ברכה, בריאות ושמחה. Thank you very much.